Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
So good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Today I want to share actually a conference I gave on Passion Sunday 10 years ago. Not that there's anything nostalgic or commemorating a 10th anniversary as such. But at any rate, I decided just to repeat it for today. So it's a reflection on not just Passion Sunday, but Passion Week, more commonly perhaps called Holy Week, but its liturgical name is both the Sunday and the week are called Passion Sunday and Passion Week. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He said in reply, "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." And we hear in 1 Peter, "Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Brothers, we had hearts of stone, but God in His mercy has removed our stony hearts, replacing them with new hearts and a new spirit, according to the prophet Ezekiel. And thus, you and I can, and we do shout out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Brothers, we are those stones, living stones, creating the royal road upon which the Son of God treads, bearing the weight of our Savior's beast of burden. And so we are privileged stones which feel the crushing heaviness of the world's sin laid upon the sacred heart of the Savior, due in no small part to our own negligence, our own carelessness, our own apathy, and our own forgetfulness. We are those stones, brothers, living stones, who, because we can no longer contain the joy of our newly found hearts of spirit and flesh, shout out the song of angels, those angels visiting those shepherds on that long ago midnight moment, shouting out, singing, "Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And brothers, I tell you, it's this King who saves and frees us from the bondage of fear, the bondage of darkness, of anxiety, of despair, of hopelessness, of cynicism. This King journeys now upon us, we living stones who receive His every footstep. We receive His every footstep with honor, with gratitude, exaltation. We are those stones, brothers, living stones that are raised up and fitted together now by the cross of Christ, and now they form an incredibly beautiful, awe-inspiring temple of God, a spiritual house. This, in the words of Jacob, is nothing else but the abode of God, God's dwelling place, the Holy of Holies, the tabernacle of divine presence that contains the very face of God. We are those stones, brothers, these living stones that are no longer mute and unseen because of a lack of self-knowledge or ignorance of truth, or selfish and loveless lives. But no, we are living stones singing in angelic harmony with all the holy ones of eternity. Those washed white by the blood of the Lamb, offering God-pleasing spiritual sacrifices. And what are those sacrifices? They're sacrifices of caring for the least of my brothers in this room, but also throughout the world. They are sacrifices of patience for the very least of my brothers in this room and likewise throughout the world. They are sacrifices that receive the insults and abuse of my brothers. These are the sacrifices that dare to turn the other cheek, walk the extra mile, and even giving the cloak I have to him, to her. And finally, brothers, these are the God-pleasing sacrifices that leave me stripped naked, homeless, friendless, for the sake of my brother. Brothers, today, this week, it's not a time of mourning. It's not a time to remain mute. Unless, of course, you and I are so overcome by the awe of the majesty of God traversing upon us, as stones, traversing upon us on an ass, a colt, the foal of a beast of burden, that therefore profound silence covers us as the all-powerful Word of God bounds into our doomed, dark land, overpowering the discordant, the deafening roar of a people gone mad, crazy, screaming, "Crucify him!" No, brothers, this day, this week, is a time of rejoicing, because it is for this time, this day, we were made, because washed by the blood of the Lamb, now brilliantly white in shining splendor, we are living, breathing, singing stones, singing like rushing water, like mighty peals of thunder, singing the wedding song of the Lamb, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.